set to India now because torrential downpours have lashed the western part of the country's coast in recent days, leaving dozens missing near the financial capital of Mumbai and causing the worst floods in decades in the state of Goa, which is a very popular holiday destination. The death toll from heavy monsoon rains climbed to at least 125, with nearly 90,000 people evacuated, whilst rescuers still desperately are searching for some survivors. But were these conditions completely unexpected? Let's speak to Roxy Cole from the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, who joins us now. Thank you so much, Roxy. I spend a lot of time in Kolkata. The monsoons, we often saw floods, but it seems to be getting worse year after year.
Yeah. Good morning, Rahul. It's a pleasure to be on BBC World Service. In fact, more than 150 people have died in my state of Maharashtra alone due to the recent floods. And I should say the rainfall figures that we saw in the last 7 days, in the last 1 week, has been unprecedented. Huge numbers. Like, just in 2 days, we got about 1,000 millimeter of rainfall. That's like 1,000 liters of rainfall per square meter. So that is huge.
Mm. What's causing it this time? What's making it worse? What do we know about that?
Well, the impact of climate change is clear. We already see with observations since the 1950s that there is a threefold rise in the number of extreme rainfall events that cause large-scale floods over India, especially central parts of India and the west coast of India. And there is also a 50% increase in the number of cyclones also. And it's not just the frequency of these events, but their intensity also has increased. And one of the reasons for this is because the Arabian Sea is warming. So these cyclones and the heavy rains source their energy and moisture from this Arabian Sea in the Indian Ocean. And it's bringing in more heat and moisture for the cyclones and heavy rains to India. And one of the reasons for that is because more than 93% of the additional heat from global warming goes into the oceans. And the Indian Ocean, including the Arabian Sea, shows the most rapid warming.
Well, you're painting a very real picture, but a depressing picture. What can be done to tackle this problem? Because, as you said, the situation is getting worse and worse and worse.
True that. Well, the obvious action is to curb emissions, but that is now beyond an individual or nation's scale, right?
Are we moving quickly enough on that, do you think, to stop these problems getting worse, to stop more people dying in the years to come?
Well, India has committed large, like other countries, but the commitment right now in terms of renewable resources and all is about 100 plus gigawatts by 2022 or 23, especially for solar power. And India has done implemented about 30 gigawatts. So that should be appreciated, but it's long way. There's a long way to go to reach that commitment. So we see more of a talk than a walk as of now. Mm. So the next point of action, maybe to improve the monitoring and forecast. We do have a good forecasting system, and if you see the number of deaths that were caused by cyclones and all in 1999, or this super cyclone, it was in five-digit numbers.
Yeah, the situation.
So from that, we brought that.
That number's come down rapidly on the eastern coast. Yeah. You're at the meteorology department. Go on then, give us a weather forecast. What do we expect in terms of the monsoon in western India over the next few days?
Well, one of the interesting factors about climate change is that, especially for the monsoon, we see more longer periods of dry spells, intermittent with short spells of heavy rains. So these floods may be followed by long dry periods. And that is what the forecast also show. Probably by after 1 or 2 days or 3 or 4 days, we might see a break in the
situation
monsoon.
Improving. So hopefully. Yeah, things getting better. Roxy, we're going to move on to another climate related story, but thank you for painting us a picture of what's happening in Western India there.